From Olympic skater to religious sister. That's the unusual career path of one American Franciscan sister, who shared with me the story of how she came to discern her own religious vocation. It's an inspirational story that comes as the church prepares to celebrate this weekend the World Day of Prayer for Religious Vocations. Sister Catherine Hollim from the US was formerly a world-class speed skating champion who reached the pinnacle of her success when she was placed sixth in an event in the Winter Olympics in 1998. She's now a Franciscan Sister of the Renewal, based at a convent in Leeds in northern England. So how and why did she decide to ditch her glittering career as a skater and embrace a religious vocation instead? And what are the greatest challenges and rewards of her present life? I caught up with Sister Catherine at her convent and began by asking her when she first realised that she wanted something different from her life.
Well, when I was 16 years old, I went on a pilgrimage to the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal, and it was there that I had a very powerful experience of hearing the Lord speak to me in prayer and calling me to be a sister. And I really look back and see it as just like a seed that the Lord planted in my heart that would bear fruit much later, but it was a very powerful experience for me.
But as you said, you put it to one side at that moment, and I know that you became an Olympic speed skater. How early in your life did you embark on that career in skating?
Well, my mother was an Olympic speed skater, an Olympic speed skating coach, and she has four Olympic medals. So I grew up pretty much at the rink with my mom coaching. And so I was very much involved in speed skating all throughout my life. But it was really after that pilgrimage to Fatima that I decided to make a consecration to Our Lady or ask her to pray for my speed skating career. And that's when my career just really took off. And I ended up competing on the World Cup circuit. I was the national American champion, junior world champion, breaking records. And then the following year, in 1998, I competed in the Winter Olympics in Nagano, Japan.
And how did you do there?
I placed sixth in the 3,000 meters and seventh in the 5,000 meters.
So how did you enjoy at the time that success that you achieved as an athlete in this very demanding sport?
I know I was quite younger than a lot of the other skaters that I was competing with. And I really look back on it now and when I reflect on my life and see it as it was just a pure grace and a pure gift, because I was competing the year before that just with other young people my own age, other teenage girls, at an international level, but not on the World Cup circuit at all. And it was really after that summer that my career just shot off, and it was a really incredible experience. And I'm sure part of it was due to maybe growth and maturity and the workouts I was doing and everything. But I also think it was God's grace that helped me excel at that time, and how he's using it now in a lot of ways to evangelize and talk about sports and talk about the faith because of that experience that I've had.
So as you said, you achieved all this success in speed skating, but then at what stage did you decide to think back to that call, as you said, for a religious vocation? Let me put it this way. Was there any particular crisis or particular event that later prompted you to once again explore the idea of a religious vocation?
Well, after I retired from speed skating in 1998, went on to study art, really my relationship with the Lord was really, really wavered a lot during that time, and so much so that by the time I graduated from art school, I had forgotten about that experience I had in Fatima, that call to be a sister. So after I graduated from art school, I was like, what next? You know, what's the next step for me? I've experienced so much already in my life. What's the next step? And that summer, by the grace of God, I ended up meeting a group of young people who were doing a pro-life walk across America, a group called Crossroads. And it was their example and their witness and their joy of living the faith and loving Jesus that was so inspiring to me and really set my heart on fire and made me really want to turn back to the Lord and have a a real relationship with him. So that was a real turning point for me, was that summer after I graduated from art school.
And did your parents support you in your decision, or were they a bit disappointed because, you know, they had obviously looked forward to you marrying and having children?
Well, my parents have been very supportive, I think, because they see that this is a very fulfilling life for me personally, that I'm very happy, and also because my mother has such a deep faith in the Lord, and that I think she's just so happy that I'm serving the church in this way and giving my life to the Lord, even though it does demand quite a sacrifice on the family's part as well as on myself or any sister who enters. There's a sacrifice on both ends, but they've been very supportive, I think, because I've been so happy.
So it was after art school that you then decided to take that step, or did you spend a few more years thinking about it before you finally did?
Well, actually, I ended up joining that group of young people that were doing the Walk Across America, and that's where my life really turned around, where I started to develop a life of prayer and a sacramental life. And so by the time I finished that walk, we walked all the way to Toronto, Canada for World Youth Day. And it was such a powerful experience of seeing the church so alive and young and zealous, and also seeing so many young nuns and young religious sisters, that's when my heart was really stirred to look at this again and really remember that call, that experience that I had of the Lord calling me to be a sister, and really seeing that this is the deepest desire of my heart, was to be a sister. And that was also God's desire for my life. And when I really dove into that and kept asking the Lord in prayer what he wanted for me, he just kept drawing me closer and closer into this relationship of being one day a bride of Christ. So I actually joined the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal just 1 year after that World Youth Day.
You talked just now about the sacrifices you had to make. What for you were the greatest sacrifices of your new life as a religious sister?
I think the hardest part for me, the biggest sacrifice, was leaving my family, leaving friends, and entering into a new relationship with them as a sister. And that took, you know, adjustment and has taken time to get used to that. But also, in some ways, you do sacrifice maybe those little dreams you had for a career or being married. There is that sacrifice of that, but then you realize that my heart is fulfilled completely in this vocation, and the Lord brings back in so many different ways the gifts that he's given you to use them for his glory and in his way, and that nothing is wasted. Nothing's wasted from our past, our life experiences, our education. The Lord uses it all, but maybe in not ways that we would have thought.
And what made you choose the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal Order?
Well, when I first met the community, I experienced such joy, such tremendous joy in the community of all the sisters. And that was so attractive to me, seeing them really radically living the gospel, following Jesus with all their heart, and that bringing them so much joy. And that was the real initial attraction for me.
You're now in Britain, based in the northern city of Leeds. How many sisters are there in your convent, and what's their average age?
There's five of us here in the convent in Leeds, and I would say our average age is early 30s. We're all in our early 30s.
That's very, very young, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is.
You moved from the US to Britain, and I know that four out of five of you are American. How different do you find, shall we say, the evangelization terrain in what is now a very secularized Britain? Do you find a striking difference between Britain and the US when it comes to this?
Of course, there is always differences, especially in culture. There's always cultural differences which make evangelization different. And I do find here in Britain, one of the major differences is just the time it takes to build relationships, trusting relationships with people. And in America, it's just a different way of relating. So the evangelization takes different forms. You know, it's a bit more, it's very personal here. It's very long-term. You enter into long-term relationships with people. And that's what brings the witness and the evangelizing, is really establishing these relationships. You know, there's differences. There's so many differences we found, but I do find that being an American here that we've obviously been invited by the Bishop of Leeds, Bishop Arthur Roach, to, as an American community, to come to Britain. And so he sees that as an American community, we have something to offer to the church here. And so we've just been so grateful to be here and just to use the talents and the gifts that we have to really spread the gospel. And it's amazing how many miles we've put on our car, you know, driving around to different events and retreats and talks that we've been invited to give all throughout Britain. And it's been a great experience. We're so blessed here.
Okay, let's go back a little bit to your former life as an Olympic athlete. We've got London, of course, hosting the Olympics this summer. What lessons can participating in this great sporting event teach us about life and sport, if you could say from your perspective?
Well, sports have so much to teach us, I think, and it's a new horizon that I've actually been thinking about so much lately as the Olympics approach and as think reflecting on my life, that sports does have a lot to teach us about the faith, and I've learned so much through sports. Great life lessons, discipline, hard work, sacrifice, setting goals for yourself, you know, working as a team. All these kinds of things are so important in our faith, you know, that we're not an island, we're not isolated. We need others to support us in our faith, just as we need a really good coach or we need the support of our teammates, you know. We need discipline in our spiritual life as well. We need to work hard if we want to get to heaven. You know, it is an uphill battle.
I was speaking to Sister Catherine Holum, a Franciscan sister of the Renewal.